Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messy & Co. I'm Ashley, here as always with my incredible co-host Gian on this lovely Monday afternoon holiday. Happy Memorial Day to all those who are observing. We get an extra long weekend, and we have so much to talk about. But how's your day, Gian? How's your Monday?
Doing great. Enjoying the summer weather here in Miami. It's about a few degrees hotter than the sun. So it's nice. I tried to get a tan. As you can see, it didn't work.
I look tanner than you. That's a problem.
Yeah, I think it's the pink off of the jersey reflecting off of your wall. But which as we still don't know what that number 10, who that is, you know,
it's crazy. Even know it's a jersey.
Yeah, we don't even know it's a jersey, but yeah, no, and just enjoying the day off. Anytime you can enjoy the day off and then talk some Inter Miami, I think it's a good day. So I'm just having a blast and just ready to get to talking more Inter Miami.
Agreed. Yeah. And I mean, this is going to be a really busy week. We kind of alluded to it in our tweet earlier, but you know, we're doing this recap of Saturday night's game slash a preview slash talking about Copa America. There's a game on Wednesday where it's going to be hopefully a lot of players coming back. And then we find out probably officially Copa America, who's going and who's staying. And then we have another game on Saturday. So it's a very, very busy week for Inter Miami and therefore for Messi and Co. So Make sure I'm saying this in the beginning and at the end, make sure you're following us at Messy & Co. so that you can keep up with all of our updates, news, content, episodes, polls, everything like that. It'll be a good week. But like I just said, let's start on an incredibly positive note, which was Inter Miami winning over Vancouver Whitecaps on the West Coast. Difficult game, difficult circumstances, really late kickoff. But Inter Miami win 2-1 and put out what I thought was a really great performance. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, 6-hour flight, a game without
drama.
What?
There was drama before the game.
A lot of drama before the game, which I don't think the players really even cared about. But a lot of drama before the game. 6-hour flight, as I was saying, and a game where you don't have Messi, where you don't have Suarez, where you don't have Busquets. And you're going into enemy territory, and I think, and you know, into a sold out crowd, a crowd that wasn't happy with you, especially because of the fact that your star player isn't showing up and they expected him to be there. So there are a lot of fans that are discontent, and I believe they were showing that throughout the game. But what a performance by Inter Miami to go in there without Messi. This team has been criticized a lot about their inability to put together good performances when Messi isn't on the field, and they sure proved everybody wrong this weekend. They went in there and they played some really good football. The defense did really, really well. Campana, Robert Taylor put the team on their back.
Yep.
And I think even the midfield without Busquets looked really good. Yannick Bright, who is a player that we've talked about in the past, who is a natural replacement for Busquets, just did amazing there. Gressel had one of the best games, in my opinion, one of the best games that we've seen. I know Gressel is also somebody that has received a lot of criticism from fans. And I think that hopefully when they see this type of game, especially missing big players, that he is able to put together such a good game. He played great on defense. He played great in the midfield. He helped on offense. He just did an amazing job. I think Tata did a great job with his in-game adjustments, his ability to adapt to the game and make the necessary changes. I just think all around it was a great game. Robert Taylor, man, his ability to create chances for himself. He scores a beautiful goal, a goal that is now typical, I think, of Robert Taylor, where he just goes down that left wing. He opens up wide, waits for the ball. Then he takes a defender one-on-one, cuts in with his right foot, places it to the back of the net, usually far post. Like, that goal we've seen a couple of times already this season.
Yeah.
Beautiful goal. And then on that second goal, he comes in and just absolutely leaves his defender in the dust with that little step over dummy to the right, then continues to the left, puts the ball back into space for Campana, who's the one who initiated that play and put the initial pass into Robert Taylor, who, I mean, he had a few guys in front of him, Campana, right in front of that goal, and he was able to place it to the right side. What a finish.
And then Snyder's finish.
Yeah, what a great finish. And then, you know, towards the end, we did see Inter Miami suffer a bit. And if I had any criticism on this game, I think there would be two criticisms. One is the silly foul by Toto Aviles. We've seen him make some silly fouls in the past. And I think that I love the fact that he's aggressive. I love the fact that he's tough. I love the fact that he kind of seems to be an enforcer on this team at such a young age. And I think he's on a team, but there are right ways to go about it and the right time. And I think sometimes he's picking and choosing the wrong times. And he's, you know, he unfortunately took away a clean sheet from this team that could have been their third clean sheet in a row because of a silly body charge that was completely unnecessary, in my opinion. And I'm sure in a moment you'll share your opinion, Ashley. And then the second criticism, and it's a slight because, again, I love the way this team played, was towards the end, they suffered a lot, especially in added time where, you know, they were being attacked on all cylinders by Vancouver. They almost got scored on a few times. And I just think that, you know, Tata Martino did a good job of bringing David Ruiz in and kind of making the team a bit more defensive towards the end just to kind of solidify that 2-1 score. But I don't like the very low block that he had where he was just giving all possession to Vancouver, right, allowing them to have to stack the box with 5-6 players and then just throw centers in there. Because eventually, luckily, Vancouver ran out of time, but eventually those tend to go in. So I would have kind of wish that would have been a little bit different. But other than that, great game for Inter Miami. And it's just perfect timing for these players to start stepping up. As we know, we're going to be missing Messi in a few games for Copa America.
I totally agree. I think, you know, for me, and I can sometimes be just as critical as you, I'm going to actually kind of, in my opinion, give almost everyone a pass because I think there are so many positives to take from this game, an overwhelming amount of positives. Number one, Robert Taylor, huge positive, something we know he has in him. He showed it last year, especially when Messi first started and he was playing like, I don't know, prime like Neymar. He was just playing like insane. Him being confident and creating chances and scoring chances is super important for what we need over these next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. Incredibly important. That's a huge positive. Another huge positive, I thought Jordi Alba played fantastic. I thought he showed such great leadership and amazing playmaking ability, amazing passes, amazing runs, and, you know, created obviously the one of the goals and just was really, you know, when to your point, we're not going to have Messi, we're most likely not going to have Suarez, which we'll get to in a little bit. It's so important to have that leadership and that just, you know, that veteran experience on the team. And I think Jordi Alba showed that. Another shining star to me was Benjamin Kramaski. I thought, and one of his passes he did in the beginning of the game, and it Jordi Alba went to it, and it really should have been, it should have been a tap in for Rojas. It should have been passed and tapped in. Was one of the most, like, one of the best passes I've seen in a long time. And he's 19 years old. And so, you know, the way he was playing, I thought he played really well. And it was probably the first game this season where I'm like, oh, like, he's, his swagger, his comfortability, his playmaking ability was back. And I felt great about that. And then, you know, the last but not least, we got to see some minutes from Federico Redondo back from injury, which is hugely important because, again, someone we're going to need in these next few weeks. Because I, when he originally, you know, if he had never gotten injured, he would have 100% been going to Copa America. But now I don't think he is. And so that works to our advantage. So, you know, yeah, there was a little, a couple things there. You know, the penalty wasn't great. Drake almost got it too. He guessed right. But it happens in the end, you know, the low block that just, I think, comes with, like, you're traveling, you're the away team, you're winning last few minutes. They just put everything forward. Like, I think that just sometimes happens. But yeah, my overall feelings were just everything that could go right did for this game and for these players who we need to, who need to shine for these next few weeks. So yeah, I was really, really pleased.
Yeah. Yeah. Pleased as well. I did want to say something. I think that Federico Redondo, he may still go. I don't think he was ever going to
really?
Go to America. No, no. I don't think he was ever going to go to Copa America.
Oh, the Olympics.
It was right. For the Olympics. And I'm wondering, since you're mentioning, I wonder if there's still a possibility that he may go, depending on how, I guess, because I'm not sure if the list is closed already or how that is. I'd have to investigate a bit more. But if he's, I think, up to it and looking good and getting some minutes for more minutes for Inter Miami, I think he could go and it'd be a great experience for him. But if he doesn't, that's great for Inter Miami as well, because we definitely need his playmaking and him and Busquets in the midfield. And then when Diego Gomez makes his way back, we know that that is, for me, one of the best midfields in MLS, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's just great to have him back. But yeah, overall, great game. Just a great game for everybody. Confidence booster. That makes it, what, 3 matches in a row? Well, actually, no more. We're at 10. Sorry. 3.
10 unbeaten, yeah.
Yeah, 10 matches in a row unbeaten. We're amazing. Putting a little winning streak back together. I believe that's 2 back-to-back wins for us. And, yeah, this Inter Miami team, even though we did get scored on, I believe it's now like 300-something minutes where we haven't been scored on in actual, like, run of play. So
yeah.
That's really great for this team and a defense that continues to get better. And unfortunately, yeah, we know what happened with Freire, but I think Christoph also stepped in there and did
a good
job.
Yeah, he had a great game.
And we'll see what Inter Miami decides to do with the defense. We'll see if they decide to roll with Christoph, roll with Taylor, roll with Noah Allen at center back, which we've seen him play that position, or as the summer market approaches, are they going to look to bring in somebody that we've spoken about before, like Nacho? That could be a possibility. So, yeah, just overall great win. I'm happy and I'm excited for these next couple of weeks where we need to just take advantage before Copa America and just keep running these points up because we're still in first place.
100%. Yeah, no, agreed. And so all things considered, it was a great team win. Great to see other people feeling confident and stepping up. You know, from the defense to Christoph and Alba, to your point, midfields, we saw Gressel played great, Kramaski too, maybe another one who, you know, however things fall, could be invited to the U.S. men's Olympic roster because, you know, the A team obviously isn't going to go. It's going to be, they're doing Copa America. So you never know. I know that he still hasn't 100% chosen his loyalty, right? But I think it could be an opportunity. So we'll see. And then, Robert Taylor and Campana, that finish by Campana was such, that's like a great striker who can make that finish. You know, that's someone who has the instincts and the intuition to do it. And because of it, who knows what it may lead to in the short term, which is my segue into our next topic of conversation, which is Copa America. Something we've never mentioned on the show before, but obviously, Copa America is now, we've been kind of saying it's the bad man in the shadows. It's here. You know, we're expecting Messi to hopefully play next Saturday, June 1st. We're hoping he plays Wednesday and Saturday this week and then go to join Argentina in their camp, which I believe begins June 3rd. All intents and purposes, that's what we're hoping for. Luis Suarez, someone who was unsure about if he was going to go, if they were going to take him for that striker experience. It looks like he was put on their provisional roster, and it looks like he's going to be going to Uruguay to join for Copa America, which is obviously a big blow for us. Good for him. He gets to have his, you know, probably his final major international tournament, but it means we will be without him too. And then another name and someone who, you know, last week if you asked was going to be no, but Campana may be going for Ecuador as well. It's something that there's some rumblings about it within the Ecuadorian Football Association, and as our lead Ecuadorian reporter that we have here, what have you heard about that, and what do you think about that?
The lead Ecuadorian correspondent.
Correspondent, that's the word. Yes.
Yeah. No. Definitely. You know, I read a lot on Ecuador and what's going on over there. Obviously, I have a lot of friends, family, and also some media that I know over there in Ecuador. And there's definitely a lot of rumblings now for Campana, and they're making the case. But he's making the case for himself as he scored two good goals, mm-hmm. Where he's been able to basically win games for this team and do well in the absence of some of these big players. And as you know, as the Ecuador is watching this, the fans are watching this, the officials, everybody, it's starting to kind of shed some light that this might be a player that they want. They've given him opportunities in the past, and I think that maybe he hasn't taken full advantage of those, but I think he's also young enough where they can understand that as he grows, as he gets more minutes, yeah, players tend to mature and get better with the years, and he just continues to get better. He's on pace to break Higuain's goal scoring record for all time goals for Inter Miami. Like he could very much well do that, and he's a guy that can be dependable. He's a guy that whether he's getting a lot of minutes or not, he keeps himself in the best form that he can. He's a professional, and I think that when you're looking at other players that Ecuador can, you know, bring on and maybe be their starters, like Captain Ener Valencia, for example. Like, I think it's a big deal for Campana if they're actually going to bring him on, knowing that there are other players that have seniority above him. I think it'd be a big honor for him. And it's funny that there was actually a poll by Primicias. It's a media outlet there in Ecuador. And they did a poll, a nationwide poll for the fans. And Campana actually got more votes to be starter than the actual historic captain, Ener Valencia, who plays in Brazil, who's amazing over there. And I think that speaks volumes that, you know, a lot of people are noticing. It's not just us here in Inter Miami and in Miami that are noticing. So Campana can very much make his way to Copa America. And that brings even bigger problems for Inter Miami, where we're going to be Messi, going to be missing Suarez. Now maybe Campana. It begs the question, who the heck is going to be up front for Inter Miami?
Well, I will say this. If he gets called up to the senior team and they, you know, there's a chance he's going to play, obviously that's like a lifetime kind of thing that you have to do. But I also think that maybe there's a part of him and part of his camp and part of that their camp that knows, like, look, the World Cup is in 2 years. Also the Olympics, and he's going to be he has a chance for the next 6 weeks to be the talisman of Inter Miami and maximize his opportunity and for next season be really, you know, a player that a lot of teams are going to be going after to be their starting lead striker and lead man. He's only 23 years old. I think that maybe those will be factors. I don't know for sure. Like I said, if he gets asked and he has a chance to be in the first team, of course he's going to do it. But I could also see that maybe even he knows that there's reason for him to try and maximize this time that he has right now with Inter Miami, where he's going to be the star. So
you're saying he's going to pull a Robert Taylor is what you're saying?
No. I think that maybe even the Ecuadorian Football Association may be thinking something similar, where they're like, he's very young. This is the first of a few major tournaments we're going to be in. And like, I want him to keep getting better. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I think there's different angles to look at this, where it's not like, you know, one or done.
I think what you're saying makes sense, and it's definitely something that may cross his mind. I think it will cross his mind, but I think that players at different ages think differently. And I think that where a guy like Robert Taylor is, I believe he's 29 or something like that, and he's had a lot of games with his country, I think that it's a bit different for Campana, who's 23 years old and has, usually at that age, you take every opportunity that you get with the national team. So I think that that is where maybe that would differ, but I still wouldn't be surprised if the thought came across, like you said. Right. But I think when he weighs everything and says, I'm 23 years old, I haven't had that many games to represent my country, I'm going to take any chance I get to try to prove myself. Because look, I'll be honest with you, what has happened with everybody that's listening, the rumblings in Ecuador through the past few years about Campana have been that he is a player, a club player. He's not a national team player. Mm. And I think that that's something that if Campana has a chance to do, he wants to dispel and he wants to prove himself, because he hears that. Yeah. He has word of that. He knows what people say about him. And that's what talk has been in Ecuador. He's a club player. He does great. He's been given opportunities before to play for Ecuador, and he just hasn't shown up like he has in Miami. And I think he wants to show people, I'm in my best form right now. I'm 23 years old. I've grown. You see what I'm doing here at Inter Miami, even with a small amount of minutes. Give me a chance. And I think that I'm hoping that if he does go and he decides to leave Inter Miami for Ecuador, I hope that he does get the minutes. Because to what you said earlier, that would kind of stink if, you know, he has a chance to play here an extended amount of minutes during Copa America and then goes over there, but he's only, you know, on the bench.
That's what I mean. Like, I think they're all probably trying to think this out a little bit more clear. Like, this isn't just like where it's a summer tournament and you'd be off either way. So this is like a once in a lifetime where you get to go and you get to be all around these, you know, senior players and learn and grow. Like,
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is higher stakes for him. Like, if Suarez wasn't going to Uruguay, I think it would be very different. But I think this is probably something they're all factoring in. We'll see. Again, we'll see. Was there a provisional roster put out for Ecuador?
No, they actually haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if he's not on that, then I don't think he's going to go. But, you know, we'll wait and see. And look, if it does happen to happen that way, I think what will Inter Miami look like? Like, well, we have Shane Borgelin, who has made a couple appearances and done well. I think you could see situations where you have a 4-4-2 and you have Rojas and or is Rojas leaving too? I keep forgetting who's leaving and who's
Rojas, there's been talks that he might go. So
okay, well, we'll wait and see. But let's say he doesn't, then it'll be Rojas and Robert Taylor, you know, could play up top and it could be a 4-4-2 maybe. But that's really a road that we're gonna wait until next week to worry about. For now, I'm gonna say I hope for honestly for both parties, like I think Campana, I would prefer if he stayed. I understand that, you know, if it's him and everything, you want to go and represent your country and it means a lot. But for his career and like his age and his confidence, if he can stay for these next 6 weeks and make a huge impact, score a lot of goals, show that he can be the talisman on this team. You know, next year he's going to – who knows if Suarez is going to play next year, number one. Number two, there could be other teams in MLS who are ready to have him be their number one striker. There could be opportunities in lots of places for him to be the number one striker. You have the World Cup in 2 years, and then you have Copa America again in 4 years. He's going to be 25 and 27, respectively, still young and in his prime. So it's not the end-all, be-all if he doesn't get it this time is what I'm saying. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah. If you guys are listening, for those of you listening and aren't watching this on camera, as the sun rises.
Yeah, I don't see you at all.
Slowly disappearing.
Talking to a ghost.
Yeah.
But it'll be, like we said, very interesting. And when we do our match recap on Thursday, we will probably or most definitely know a lot more about who is for sure going and when they are going to Copa America or if they're waiting for the Olympics or whatever it is. So, you know, we'll have more clarity on that and be able to better dictate what we think it's going to look like. But at least for what we can talk about is this game that's happening on Wednesday versus Atlanta United. In terms of our own team updates, well, the biggest change I can say from Saturday to Wednesday is that we're probably going to have Luis Suarez, Lionel Messi, and Sergio Busquets play, which usually helps the team.
Makes a bit of a difference, huh?
Usually helps the team if they're available. I mean, we didn't need it this past Saturday, knock on wood, but having those three back, I think, are pretty noticeable team updates.
Yeah. It's a huge update, actually. So, yeah, just to have those guys back again brings more confidence to this team.
Redondo, like we said, he got minutes, so hopefully starting or off the bench, but he gets to play.
That'll be interesting to see if he gets his minutes in the first half or is he playing the entire game. And I just wonder like how quickly I think that his incorporation back into the starting lineup is going to be. I thought it was interesting that they, you know, I did think they were going to give him a few minutes when they were going to bring him onto the pitch, but it was interesting to me to have them do that coming back from a knee injury on turf. So it was luckily nothing happened with him and he looked great. And having him back on, hopefully along with those three, it's going to make a huge difference on any team. Those are our best players, Busquets, Alba Suarez, and then in the midfield, you know. And I know, you know, with those guys back, obviously some of their guys are going to lose minutes, but it was great experience for Yannick Bright, great experience for Campana to get those minutes. But excited to have them back. And then as far as other injuries and other things right now, there hasn't really been, I think, too much on that front with Diego Gomez coming back. There hasn't been too much there. One of the things, Ian Frey is also
Ian Frey.
He got minutes. I think we mentioned that in one of our previous episodes. He got some minutes with Inter Miami CF2. So it'd be interesting to see if maybe he gets some minutes at center back too. I would love to see
Ian Frey. Look, we've talked a big game about Ian Frey. And I mean, you know, he's just had the worst luck with injuries. He's had either three ACLs or three Achilles injuries in like the last 5 years. Like really, really unfortunate luck with injuries. But he's great. When we saw him play last year, he had, especially in the beginning of the season, he had a lot of opportunities and he really is super talented. And so with a defense, like you said, that's, you know, we're a little less deep than we are in other positions. It's certainly it's certainly a benefit to potentially have him back. I'm sorry, Gian. I think you're just going to be an unseeable for the rest of the episode.
I am crying my hardest.
And I know you keep moving, and I just keep seeing white move.
Yeah, no, it is. The sun is going right through my glass door and just hitting me like straight on the face. Like if I can give you a little bit of my sunlight and you give me a bit of your shadow, like that would be like beautiful. But yeah, I am going through it right here.
Yeah, you are really, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We'll move this along so that you don't have to fry too much. Let's talk about the game, about playing Atlanta United, a team that we've played multiple times. Obviously, they're a conference rival. We've had a lot of important games against them. And it will be a challenge. It'll be a midweek challenge. It's a really important game for Inter Miami because, you know, we're like we said, 10 games unbeaten, two really important wins in a row. Still continuing to build that lead and that point differential of us in first, trying as hard as we can to do it. Because look, Saturday, maybe we're going to be lucky and we'll keep that streak, you know, throughout Copa America. That would be amazing. But, you know, the team is human. Obviously, when you're missing Suarez and Messi for an extended period of time, there will, of course, be some setbacks. And so the point of trying to keep them for as long as keep the points going and keep the winning for as long as possible is really important. And it's against an Atlanta United team who has some great players on it that will be difficult competition.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, you know, Atlanta right now, Atlanta's in 12th. In the East, their last few games, they haven't been doing too well. They just came off of a loss against LAFC 1-0. Then they tied against Nashville. They got beat by Cincinnati the week before. Then they got beat by DC United the week before. Then by Minnesota. I mean, I'm scrolling here and I can't see their last win. Like it's been a while since they won a game. I think the last time they won was March 31st against Chicago. So really? This is a team. Yeah, they actually have not done.
Wow, that's actually really surprising. I don't watch them that much, but I mean, they have Thiago. They have a lot of really talented players.
Tomatis, Thiago, Thiare. They've got some guys on there, but that can score some goals. But they really have not. Been doing too well as of late. So especially with Messi, you know, Busquets and Suarez back with minutes from Redondo, with this team and the confidence that they've built over these last few games, you know, them only allowing one goal in their last few games and just it looks like they're very like just firing on all cylinders. They're doing very well. I expect them to just continue doing the same, especially coming back and playing at home, you know, in front of a crowd that always supports them and always gets up for Messi and the rest of them. I think that they'll do really good. And I think that them knowing again that they've got two more games before Messi heads out, they're going to be doing their best to make sure that they leave with those 6 points, points ahead of Messi's departure. And again, against a struggling team like Atlanta, but one of the things I think is going to be important as they go into this game is just to make sure that they don't go in, I think, overly. Just making sure that they don't play down to their competition. We've seen, I feel like we've had this conversation actually before where we see these teams that are struggling and we say, hey, this is going to be a breeze or they're going to win 6-0 or whatever. And then it ends up being a bit more of a difficult game than we thought it was going to be. And I think that ends up being because Inter Miami sometimes just plays down to their opponents. Maybe they don't take the game as serious until later in the second half. And we know that Inter Miami has been a second half team. The majority of their goals have come in the second half throughout this season. And I think that, you know, finally we've seen Inter Miami score first. And I hope that they do the same thing here against Atlanta at home, where they take this game seriously from the very beginning, play hard and get the first goal and then make sure that they can, you know, just control the game. I think that that's what's most important is just get that first goal, control the game and make sure that they don't get lax and then let this Atlanta team get back because they might be playing poorly, but they've got some guys that can score goals. As you mentioned, Thiago Almada, Giacomakis, Thiare. They're the top scorers for this team. They've got 11 goals between the three of them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just it'll be a game where I think Inter Miami wins on this one.
Oh, this is funny. I'm sorry. I keep watching and I keep laughing. It's okay. We've all been through it.
Why? Because I'm just, again, just disappearing. Yeah,
it's disappearing. Just... I'm just seeing the outline of your glasses as you talk.
Well, I'm gonna try something here.
Okay. Well, while he's trying that, I will say this, that I agree with a lot of points that Gian made. I think that we've said this in the past, and it's always true. Teams put their best performance when they play against Inter Miami and when they play against Messi and Suarez. You always see teams, even no matter where they are in the standings, no matter how they've played, you see their A game. It's like similar. I think about it when it was like in the NFL terms, like when teams used to play the Patriots and now the Chiefs, like they're always putting their A game there, even if, you know, the circumstances make it look like it should be like a cakewalk. And so we're going to have to deal with that. You know, the team hasn't been in great form, the Atlanta, and they're going to be trying really hard to snatch this one and put up their best effort and try and get some points in an away game for them. So, yeah, I think it will be difficult, but I think that with a lot of these players slotted back in and with the confidence the team has and knowing that they're trying to maximize these moments, I think I still bet on us to win. And with that, let's talk about predictions, because looks like there's a new Stradamus in town. And her name is Ashley, Astradamus of the week. Me, I guess 2-1. And I was correct. So what do you have to say about that, Gian, first and foremost?
How does it feel, first of all? This is not a new feeling to me. Okay. How does it feel? How does it feel?
I feel seen, something you can't say right now.
What a low blow, man. Man, I am going to make sure this never happens again. No, but hey. hey, that was a good one. You had
2-1.
So like closely to me too, because I had the 2-2, which it almost became 2-2, but the 2-1 was a great guess. And I think that the most important thing moving forward,
I have belief in this team.
Try to string a few of those together. Remember, you got a record to break right here. I've got three Stradamuses of the week in a row.
Yeah,
you've got the first one. That's the first major step.
Yep.
Now try to get those three. I'm gonna try to start this week, but
yep.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, it's fair. It's only one, but it gave me all of the confidence in the world, and so I'll give my prediction. But I'm gonna start by saying, what do I think the starting lineup is gonna look like? I think it's a little bit difficult than previous weeks where. When having the whole squad, like, we know what the starting lineup's going to look like. Yeah. I'm a little, there's some changes and some things happening. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but this is what I'll say. I think we're going to stick with the 4-3-3. I think it's going to be Alba, Christoph, Aviles, and Wengat. And then in the midfield, I think it's going to be Busquets, Gressel, and Matias Rojas. And then I think the front three is going to be Robert Taylor, Suarez, and Messi. And look, you can make an argument saying that, Campana deserves it because he's done the last two games. Like, he deserves to keep his starting spot. But Luis Suarez is leaving in a week. And so what would normally be like playing the hot hand and things like that you normally see in soccer is not going to apply to this. I think it's going to be for these next two games, like when you have Messi and Suarez, you start them and you play them as much as possible. In my opinion, we'll have to wait and see. I think Robert Taylor has earned keeping his starting position. And so because of that, and Matias Rojas still starting, it means that you have to shift Kramaski out of the starting lineup, even though Kramaski has been playing really well, in my opinion. But I think if you're looking at your best 11, it has both Robert Taylor and Matias Rojas in it. So that's who I think the starting 11 is going to look like.
I actually agree 100% with your starting 11. I would make no changes there. I think that Kremaski, whereas he has been playing good, I still think that right now his role is going to be off the bench unless there are, players missing like there was this last week. And I think that he's great coming off of the bench. He brings in the playmaking. He brings in the energy, and mm-hmm. I think that it's just great when at the end, in the 65th, 70th, 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 fifth minute when you need those young, fresh legs to come and give a boost of energy into the team. It just adds a whole nother dynamic. And I think that that's where he'll stay for a bit now. Rojas is obviously a great guy up there to pair with Messi. We've seen their connection and their ability to read off of each other and play make. And just, I think that that's one of the things that has really helped inject him into the starting lineup. Not only his ability to score outside of the box and play make, but again, just his understanding with the best player on the team, that speaks volumes and is huge for any player. And that's almost all the time going to cement their place. And that's why Rojas is going to be there. And then Robert Taylor, how the heck do you take him out?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to say. The only thing is, you know, could you see a situation where Robert Taylor's on the bench and you have Rojas on the left and you keep Kramaski? Maybe. I think he's going to keep Robert Taylor. I think it's going to be one of those two things. But like I said, I think it's going to be Robert Taylor who gets to keep starting.
Yeah, while that can happen, I just don't – you have a guy that is like, his confidence level is through the roof. The last thing you want to do is put him on the bench and then just completely like freeze him and put him on ice like that. He needs to get as many minutes as possible. To me, he's a starter right now. And look, with him on the field, it's just such a dynamic team up front. It's an unstoppable offensive force. Yeah. We've seen that. They're the top goal scoring team in the league. Like, you need that. So yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what this team should look like if you're playing your best 11.
Yeah, and that's what I think is going to happen. And because we have that best 11 out there, and like we said, yeah, there'll be maybe some tired legs because of the travel and the game and all those things. I still think everyone will be, you know, riding the confidence and looking to get to keep winning, keep the streak alive. So with that, I think we're going to win, and I think we're going to win 3-1. I think we're going to score a lot of goals, like 3 to be exact. And while I want to say we're going to keep the clean sheet and that, you know, our defense has been so good, which it has, all of those things are true. I still think, like we mentioned earlier, Atlanta has enough weapons where I can see them getting a goal out of it. You know, I still think that they'll have a chance. They'll have an opportunity, and their striker, Thiago, like a lot of players can finish it. And so, you know, I'll give them one and say that, yeah, well, we're going to have a good victory. Good control of the game, 3-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 4-0 on this one. I'm going 4-0. Either Miami is just gonna completely ball out. They're gonna completely ball out. Messi's gonna score. Suarez is gonna score. Robert Taylor's gonna score another one, and then Campana's gonna come in with like 10 minutes left, and he's gonna score a chilena. And they're going to just completely obliterate this Atlanta United team. Atlanta's not going to score a single goal. They've only scored one goal in their last 3 games. They're going to come in here, and they're just going to be completely decimated. I think Inter Miami is going to have 65% possession to 35%. And I think that Kramaski is going to sub in the 76th minute, and I think he's going to make the assist to Campana, who, as I said, will come in the 85th minute. It's just I don't know why. It's just
Lucas Stradamus once, and suddenly he's.
It's just a feeling.
What are the lottery numbers?
It's just a feeling, but it's 4-0 for. It's 4-0 for me.
Okay, well, coming from the Invisible Man, 4-0. There you go. That's my last joke. I promise. I've been thinking about that for the last like 3 minutes. Okay. Well. This was a really fun episode. Like we said, there's so much happening. There was a great, great result over the weekend. We have a big game Wednesday. We find out more about Copa America this week, or the final rosters, who's going to be leaving Inter Miami, who's going to be staying. And then we have another huge game Saturday against a very good team in St. Louis. And so this is going to be a busy week. Make sure you're following Messi and Co. on Twitter/X in order to keep up with it. So much happening, man. So yeah, follow us on Twitter. We'll be posting breaking news, team updates. We'll be at both games doing live coverage. We'll be doing post-game shows, pre-games, previews, live. So much happening. Polls, clips, content, just unlimited list of things happening. So make sure you're following us on Twitter/X. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, where you just watch this video. Make sure you give it a thumbs up and you comment your score prediction. Do you think I'm going to be right? Do you think Gian's going to be right? Do you think it's going to be something else? Do you think I'm going to continue being Astrodamus? Sounds much cooler than Giantrodamus, just putting it out there. And last but not least, please make sure you're following us on TikTok, Messi & Co. 5RSN, where we're putting out great content too.
So what you're saying is there's a lot going on the socials. That's what you're saying.
There's so much going on. So much going on. You can't miss it. You cannot miss it. And
like me. You can't miss it like me.
Yeah, exactly. You can't miss him. We hope you guys have a great week. For this episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley. That is Gian. And vamos Inter Miami.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.